Okay, I want to tell you an amazing story. There was a guy named Rav Avraham Y, and right after Pesach, he was up late dealing with a lot of post-Pesach matters, and he realized it's 11:30 at night, and he's got to grab his Maariv. So he ran to shul, and he caught the 11:30 minyan, and he davened at his usual slow pace, saying every word of tefillah. And after davening was over, he realized everyone was gone. Everyone except this one friend of his who was waiting for him. So he comes up to his buddy and says, "What's up?" He says, "Listen, I really need to borrow some money. My children are starving. Can you do me a favor? Can you lend me some money?" So Rav Avram said, "Of course, I'd be happy to." And took out his wallet, but he couldn't find his wallet. He said to the man, "Listen, come back to me in my house and I'll lend you the money. No problem." And they ran back to the house and he got the money. Wrote him a check, actually, and his friend went on his way very happy. Something in Rav Avram's head said, "I think I forgot something," but he didn't have time to think about it because right at that moment, his wife said, "Ah, did you hear the good news? Our friend's engaged." And thus it went. The night went on. It was already very late until he went shluffy. He went to bed. That night, Rav Avram had a dream. And in this dream, a man came up to him and said, "Avram, you forgot to count Sfira. You forgot to count the Omer, the special mitzvah we have between Pesach and Shavuot. You have 5 minutes left. Hurry up, wake up." At that moment, Avram bolted up and he looked quickly at his chart and he saw, indeed, there was exactly 5 minutes before the last time to count the Sfira. He stood up, he said the bracha, and he counted. Amazing. When we go out of our way to help our friends, Hashem goes out of our way to help us to make sure that we don't miss out on a mitzvah. Thank you to Rav Weiss for another beautiful story. We should all be blessed to a day full of mitzvahs.